So you, I think, know me. My name is Craig Schwalbe. I'm Nicole's husband and father of Adam, Joshua, and Karis. I'm also a college professor. And so when I speak with groups like yourselves, I speak out of my teacher voice, usually. And so I'm going to ask you a question, and please raise your hand. So mostly, I believe, or we believe, that God meets us where we are. Raise your hand if you mostly believe that to be true. Most, I won't watch. Pastor's looking ahead. Okay, so mostly we believe that. And mostly we believe that God goes with you where you go. Raise your hand. Mostly, we do. We do. And mostly, if you're like me, you don't carry that awareness with you. Where you go and where you are. There are times when you have that awareness, and there are times when you don't. I was thinking about Priscilla and Aquila. Priscilla and Aquila. And what was it have been like for them to join up with Paul and then go with Paul on these missions, and then to be able to speak to another learned person who was like knew about Jesus and to crack them in? It was like, wow, what a big deal. It must have been exhilarating. And it must have been intoxicating. You've had those experiences where you have this deep awareness of God. You know that God is with you and that God is going with you. And it's so exciting. And I don't want to talk about drugs exactly, but it's kind of like a drug. It's so, so very cool. And it can be really stressful. And sometimes when we are going forward and we have an awareness that God is with us, it can be frightening and scary. So I imagine that Aquila and Paul had all of those experiences. I think to have this awareness, so pretty much we believe that God is present with us, God goes with us, regardless of whether we know it or not, right? If we just know that it's not up to me that God is here. But it seems to me that to have an awareness of God's presence takes work. It takes effort. It takes effort personally. So some of you are really good at daily devotions, Bible readings, you structure prayer into your day, and those things call attention to God's presence in your lives. And many of us, all of us here, are the beneficiaries of the work that the community does to bring God's awareness into our lives. You may have an awareness, you may not, that Nicole in the office and Xiaojing and a lot of people do a lot of work every week to make sure that we are here on this day, in this moment, being aware that God is with us and that God goes with us. And that this church has been here for 75 years working to make sure that we can today experience God's presence. And in fact, our church has been working for about 2,000 years to make God's presence, to create an opportunity for us to be aware of God's presence. So it takes work, it takes effort, and sometimes there are these experiences that we have that bring that to life for us. And that was the mission trip that Clever and I took this past summer. So this past summer, Clever and I met with people who became our friends from the St. Andrews Youth Group in Pleasantville. We met on a Sunday morning, it was like 5:30, and 5 hours later, by the time we reached Frederick, Maryland, we were friends. It was a remarkable thing when you bring people together, and you just, there was some energy with us that bound us together, and I'm so appreciative of our friends from St. Andrews for how welcoming they were for us. So just about the time we became friends, the work camp separated us, and we had to meet new people. We were all formed into work crews with people that we did not know, and we he got to work on Monday morning. So Clever worked on a house, and he's going to tell you about the house that he worked with. And you can see Clever's work crew. He'll tell you about his work crew. Mine was this wonderful experience of building a wheelchair ramp. I'd never done that before. It was so awesome. But what was better about it, not just the work and learning using tools, it was meeting Gail, who was the homeowner who joined us for devotions every day, and who was so sweet, so appreciative, and just brought life to those of us who were working for her. So not only did we do work, but the program that we were a part of had worship. We also played, we also worshiped. So we started in the morning with some worship, we ended the day with some worship, we had devotions in the middle of the day. And it was like VBS. It was VBS, but for older teens and young adults, and high energy, great fun. Here we see a picture of Clever originating the role of King Saul in the story of David and Goliath. It was so much fun, and you could just feel God's presence in that space. So throughout the week, I was in constant amazement about God's presence and how God was meeting us. Go ahead, next picture, Adam. How God was meeting us and meeting this community. Look at these numbers, I'll read them for you. We were part of a group of 193 people, 12 churches from 8 states, and we were divided into 32 work groups that worked on 23 houses. Look at the last number. We participated in contributing 5,790 hours of work. Whew. To the people of Fred Frederick. I'm still taken by that. One of the joys of my summer was spending my week with Clever. Many of you have known Clever for a long time. I'm so proud of Clever. In a moment, he is going to talk about how he stepped out in faith to meet his challenges and to experience his joys. And it was about a year ago when I sent a message to the youth group kids. I said, we got this opportunity, and for lots of reasons, people, you know, they said no, but Clever didn't hesitate. Yes. And he stepped forward. God met Clever this week. Clever helped lots of people meet God this week, and just to be aware that God is here and God goes with us. And so here's Clever.
Thank you, Mr. Schwalbe, for the great introduction. My name is Clever Streich. I am 17. In 2 days, I will be starting my senior year at Fox Lane High School down the road. I have been a member of Lutheran Church of the Resurrection since 2003. I was baptized in this room, and I was also confirmed in this room. This summer, I had the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to visit Frederick, Maryland, and participate in group mission camp. The camp took place over the course of 1 week and was located at Tuscarora High School in Frederick, who graciously offered their facilities as lodging for this event. Frederick was not the only host for group mission trips in 2019. Group would host numerous work camps throughout the continental United States throughout this entire summer. In my experience of work camp, I came in close contact with my faith to God and reinvigorated the trust that I have in the church and the future generation that will someday inherit its earth. Upon entering this church 15 years ago, many veteran members of this congregation will attest and witness that they have seen me grow up from a young child to a teenager to a young adult. So today I speak to you for the first time as a young adult, a changed person based on the wonders that I saw in Frederick. Frederick, Maryland is a city truly in need of God's love and devotion. My experience began almost as an accident. Craig Schwalbe approached me and requested me to follow him to God's called service. He asked me to travel to Frederick, Maryland with him, with members of St. Andrew's in Yorktown. With intrigue and sense of excitement, worry, and neurotic energy, I accepted. I was ready to jump into the unknown. As a Boy Scout and an officer of my theater company at school, I planned every aspect of trips and activity in my life. Structure helps the world make sense to me. But for the first time in my existence, God has sent me into a city that I never knew of before, with the purpose of working to make a change in a somewhat desolate community. There was no structure or plan. It was simply me, Mr. Schwalbe, and the indefinite challenges that would await us in the service. We would soon realize what God's plan and intention was for us in this week. Upon arriving at Tuscarora High School, we were plunged headfirst into a chaotically charged religious group camp known as Group Mission Trips. Bright, vibrant neon t-shirts were worn by youth groups. Staff members, amped on evangelical adrenaline, welcomed campers for a week-long celebration of David, the mighty king of Israel. Animated anthropomorphic pandas created for the intention of promoting merchandise like socks, which I'm wearing now. A man wearing only his underwear, covered entirely in Welch's fruit packets.
What?
Yes, that happened. That was the first thing we saw when we arrived in our room. All of these things that I have just said to you really happened. Please don't ask me about the guy covered in Welch's fruit packets in his underwear. I'd rather forget that. Anyways, I faced my first challenge this week, meeting new people. Oh boy. God sometimes pushes us into new and uncomfortable situations, ones we choose to avoid, like arguing, discussion of controversial subject matter, and just taking out the trash because it's overflowing and it's been there for 2 weeks and you haven't done that yet. God forces us into these situations because it is his plan and intent that we should overcome fear. I quickly made friends at work camp, an outcome that I did not ever expect. We received work crews that evening, and I found myself speaking up and sharing common interests with some of my group. Alyssa, on the second from the left, she's from Virginia. She plays volleyball in her free time. Geraldyn, the first on the left, she's from New Jersey, and she studies dance. Ron, who is not pictured there but was our adult leader, is from Wisconsin, as was Jess, who is in the middle. Jess studies nursing in college, and Ron runs his own business back at home. Tyler, who is on my right, he's from the United Kingdom, and he is a big cricket fan. We did not know how to play cricket or anything about cricket, but he taught us and explained the rules of the game to us.
Oh.
With all of our new friends and peers in place, we received our assignment, a drywall and gutter repair of a two-story house. However, with arriving on the site the next day, ready to work, filled with energy and passion, we saw that another setback had been added to the course of the week. Lori is a homeowner in Frederick. She lives with her cat and a roommate. She first purchased her house in Frederick in 1990, and the physical state of her home had been decreasing since then. Lori fell out of favor with some of her life events, lost friends, and came to the realization that she has gone through hardships in a very difficult time of her life. She believes in God, but she does not have the time nor the transportation to get to church regularly. Upon learning more of her life story, I came to the realization that Lori needed us not only to help, but to survive. And the time could not have come at a more appropriate time in her life and our lives. There was only one problem, a very major problem at that. Upon arriving, we found that her house was infested with fleas. We were not able to go inside. All of her clothes had to be bagged up due to possible infection. She had lived in squalor for a month with fleas in her attic. With the house being compromised due to flea infestation, our course of action had changed again. We teamed up with two more crews to paint the entire exterior of the house a new coat of white paint. Upon hearing of this new task, I felt the amazing sense of purpose that I had longed for on this trip. Here was an opportunity for a group of like-minded, young, and excited people to make a change. I felt like the theme of the week had come to define all of us: relentless. We would be relentless in our work, despite several days of extreme heat, no shade, and rainless hours. God would spread his presence upon the house through God sightings. Volunteers and neighbors would show up via the program and just the local area with ice cream, ice box, water to keep us going and keep our morale high and our motivation strong in 100 degree July weather. Lori's roommate would mow the lawn to reduce the amount of bugs and possible mosquitoes that would be in the backyard so that work could be completed faster. Despite several days of hardship, work, sheer determination from our group, we came upon perhaps the most unnatural of sights. One of the days after the end of work, we looked at the unpainted areas on the side of the house. So think like a house wall. And there's a certain area that outlined across that was unpainted. We thought, this has to be a coincidence. This has to be some sort of celestial thing that happened without our control. We felt that God came down on the house and made this cross on the side of Lori's, you know, home. It was crazy. I was indescribably proud when Lori finally saw the finished product. It was the hardest I had struggled in a very long time and toiled physically in my life. Our team had rolled, sprayed, painted, and coated the entire home in white paint. Despite the fleas still being an infestation, it was an unbelievable improvement on the home, and Lori was beyond emotionally touched with what she was witnessing. It was a true sight to behold. One person's life was changed forever because God had planned for me to go to Maryland to paint a house. Looking back upon this experience a month or two later, I think reflecting on the service of God, what he asks us to perform on a daily basis, thank him via prayer, treating us and a fellow man with kindness, following the Ten Commandments, basic, you know, elementary God things. The creator of heaven and earth sometimes will ask us for a greater sacrifice or service, that despite the initial challenges that one may struggle with, will benefit thyself and thy neighbor tenfold. God reveals his hand when the time is right, and he showed me the intentions in the one magic moment when Lori saw her house finished, painted, looking as good as new, even better than when she bought it. I knew that for the first time in my life, I was placed on earth by God, creator of heaven, not only to serve ourselves, but to more importantly serve thy neighbor, relentlessly in faith and in love. Amen.